Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear! I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode of a classic Flatshare Slamdown Revisited.
Oh, baby, baby, welcome to our time tunnel. Climb inside and shoot down into the past.
Do you know what year this comes from? It was recorded at MacFest in Wales, the fantastic comedy festival, which we've been going to for many years. And it features Mike Wozniak, recently of Taskmaster, and Joe Lycett, always of Joe Lycett's Got Your Back, and always of being a dear friend of ours, as indeed is Mike. But Clarky, if you had to guess, what year did this episode come out?
I don't think I have to guess. I think I know that it is 2013.
It is 2013, yeah. It surprised me when I looked this up. If someone said, what year did this come from? I would have assumed it was far more recently, you know?
I mean, 100%. I heard that it was 2013 recently, so if I hadn't heard it.
It wasn't that you were like, yes, I know definitely. You did know definitely because someone told you.
Yeah, exactly.
That. Right, exactly. Okay. Was that someone me?
No, that someone was Mike Wozniak in a message he will give coming up.
Oh, yeah. In fact, well, let's get into it. So we've been asking people who appeared on these podcasts, if they're still with us, to send a message and tell us any memories they might have of the night, or the afternoon, as it was in this case. So, should we get into Joe's first?
Yeah, we should. Yeah,
because
yeah.
I feel like let's just
play it and then let's discuss. I think.
But can I just say? I think before we play it. The views expressed, or actually not even the views, the content expressed in this message is 100% the product of the fevered brain of Joe Lycett. There's not a grain of truth to it. It is, well, just have a listen.
Hello, dear friends. It's your old friend, Joe Lycett. So chuffed that this episode of Flatshare Slamdown is going back out into the wild again. Let me take you back to that fateful day in 2013 where Mike Wozniak and I went into the backstage area of the Machynlleth Comedy Festival to find a fraught and panicked Pappy's trio. The British Comedy Guide had obtained some damning documents linking them to a paedophile sex ring. They weren't partaking in the paedophilia, I should add. They were merely administrative roles. But there were quotes and correspondence that were unsavoury, I would argue, particularly one line from Parry, who used the phrase a thirst for little tinkers. However, despite going out and finding the recording difficult and unrewarding as a result of this ongoing issue, the documents never made it into the public domain, and the Pappy's trio's involvement remains unknown to the public at large. Thank God for the British Comedy Guide for not running it, and good luck to all of you listening to this episode. Goodbye, good luck, God bless, control the virus.
So there we go. Pretty strong meat, right, from Lycett.
Yeah, it is, as you described on the WhatsApp group, a strong flavour.
It's a very strong flavour.
It's a strong flavour. And it really took me off guard. Even with you prefacing it as a strong flavour, when I listened to it, I was like, whoa,
it's a stronger flavour than I was expecting.
I was expecting
a tree bore extra strong mint here. But no, this is fucking terps to the back of the throat when you think you're having a sip of water. It's tough stuff to deal with. And but also, the Joe was absolutely delighted with it. When he said
well,
that to me, when he said that to me, he was really, really happy. I'm trying to find what he said. He said, oh, I'm not even going to read what he said because, it's, yeah. But basically, he was pleased.
It's actually, I'll tell you what, he's got some people's backs, but he fucking doesn't have ours. I'll tell you that.
It couldn't be further from the truth. I didn't realise that this intro is meant to get people excited about listening to it, not to act as a sort of cattle grid to shed listeners. But that's what Joe's set us up with here.
He really has.
Let's now, weirdly, it's like Mike having not, I don't believe he discussed with Joe, but Mike has recorded us this, which sort of almost serves as a bit of a companion piece.
Hello, Mike Wozniak here. Matthew asked me to dig up any memories I had of our classic MacFest Flatshare Slamdown encounter from 2013. I can remember good times, some fairly deadly puns, and possibly a kangaroo court case. And it was quite a long time ago, so I imagine we all said things that we wouldn't be caught dead saying now. And I don't know if this recording is being released for entertainment purposes or for some kind of Truth and Reconciliation Commission. But either way, good luck to us all.
So there you go.
Lovely. I tell you what that was. That felt like a warm bath after a gruesome operation.
A warm bath where you had to leave bits of you out of the bath because the stitches would pop.
Oh, yeah.
So it's that kind of thing. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, so thanks very much to Joe and Mike both for recording those messages. I mean, well, thank you more to Mike than to Joe for recording those messages. But thanks to both of them for agreeing to do this episode way back in 2013. Now, I am purely going because Mike says, and as we've sort of said in previous intros, these were recorded a long time ago. The world was different. We potentially say things.
Well, another thing I was just going to say before that was It's amazing at just how famous we've all become since. Do you know what I mean? You know, the big names. Joe Lycett, obviously. Mike Wozniak.
Telly. Huge
and of
stars.
Course, Pappies. I mean, we've all just got...
We all go from strength to strength.
We're just there.
From strong flavour to strong flavour.
At the foot of the ladder.
Well, it turns out we've been doing comedy all wrong. What you've got to do is accuse people of historical sex crimes. And that is the way to move forwards in your career. I was going to say, actually, before we get into the episode, that I'm listening back as the listener does. I will listen back when it goes out on Tuesday. Ordinarily, I would I'd hear the episode, I'd go, yeah, that's all fine. But I haven't had a chance to. So I'm purely going on my memory of it being fun recording. I remember bits of it. So if there is, you know, if there is something cancelable in it, just accept that we were young and impressionable. And let's face it, Lycett's done worse stuff in the last couple of days. And you've already heard that. So compare it to what Lycett's current output is like, and you might go, well, actually, nothing too bad.
Just remember, this is a time before we were all massively famous. So don't use it.
You've got to let this go, man. So we will see you on the other side of this episode, where I'm sure we'll have some correspondence or some other things to chat about. But in the meantime, sit back, relax, imagine you are at the best comedy festival in the world, MacFest.
Ooh,
and enjoy this retro episode of Flatshare Slamdown.
Tom, Ben, how are you enjoying our camping holiday?
It's rubbish, Matthew. Burnt food, not showering, shitting in a hole in the ground. Why go on holiday when we've got all that at home?
Plus, I haven't seen one bra ping across the field. That documentary lied.
Documentary? Are you talking about Carry On Camping?
No, I'm not talking about carrying on. I'm talking about leaving right now.
We've only been here 5 minutes. I need your help pitching a tent. You having trouble pitching a tent, Matthew?
If you can't pitch a tent, why don't you do what everyone else does? Use a combination of Viagra and this penal pump.
Ben, did you bring a penal pump on our camping holiday? Brilliant, because I forgot to pack mine. Phew!
Me too. Thought I was going to have to resort to the makeshift one I fashioned from this Pringles can.
Anyway, back to this tent. I need your help.
No worries, Matthew. Ooh, I've got a pop-up.
That's very impressive, Tom, but put your Pringles can away. We're talking about the tent. Who's going to help me pitch it?
Well, it's not going to be me. I'm scared of tents. I find them too intimidating.
And it's not going to be me. I don't want to yurt myself.
Well, there's only one way to sort this. We're going to have a...
Tentious slam down!
To Flatshare Slamdown, or Tentshare Slamdown, coming to you from the McConcroth Comedy Festival.
Fest.
MacFest in deepest Wales. This is the flat bass panel show that says, I'm gonna get you in my tent, where we can both experiment, ment, yeah, it's so convenient, tent, let's take a taxi to my tent. I'm the host and tent owner.
What song's that?
It's a song called Tent. Now, while they're under my waterproof roof, they'll be following my rules. Let's meet the tent mates, Tom Parry and Ben Clark. Thank you for those sound effects, Tom. Why don't you explain your reluctance to help out?
Well, I was going to come up with some kind of joke about canvas or something like that, but I am genuinely camping here at this festival. And last night, 3 o'clock in the morning, is anyone else camping? There was like a torrential downpour, gale force winds. I woke up at 3:30, desperate for a wee, and wrestled out my sleeping bag, got into the middle of the field, and that's when I remembered I was wearing a onesie, right?
Why are you trying to make yourself look more like a baby?
If I just have a nappy, I could just stay in the tent.
Yeah. Oh. That's such a good idea.
That's not a bad camping tip. If you wear a nappy... just step out of it at the end of the festival. It's perfect. Ben, why are you so intent on being a cunt? What happened?
Fair enough. I don't need to pitch a tent because I've come up with my own style of camping. You know, there's the glamping.
This had better be good.
Posh camping.
Oh, I love your setups more than anything else.
This had better be worth the journey, Clarky.
I've just gone for my own version where you just get really pissed and fall asleep in the middle of a field. Mm-hmm. Tramping.
I think that's what Parry was doing last night, I believe.
We're staying together in a cottage, so we're cottaging.
I also
sucked him off in the toilet, so...
Important that you clarify that. In fact, let's introduce, because you've spoken enough already. We have spoken enough already.
No more from you.
Let's put a name to that beautiful voice. Tom, who have you brought with you this week?
Well, the Jamboree is in town, but we've got... Yes, it really is! But we've got an accommodation crisis. Where is everyone going to sleep? We need tents. So I brought in a camping expert, the best person I know at camping. Yes, it's Joe Lycy!
Hello, Joe.
Hello. I feel like that might be offensive. Are you trying to say that I have some relation to camping in some way?
Are you a fan of camping?
No, it's shit, isn't it?
You've already said you're staying in a cottage.
It's 2013. We have buildings. Let's use them. Why camping? Everyone's sort of like, oh, it's fun and it's getting back to... It's not, though. You're buying, like, modern tents, aren't you? You're not actually using, like, leaves and things, are you?
You're not making a bivouac, is what you're saying.
No, I don't know what a bivouac is.
It's a sort of improvised, tenty-type structure.
I thought it was a small, like, animal that chopped down trees with its teeth.
Are you saying beaver and bivouac? Is that your pun?
Correct, sir!
That is an absolute shocker. Clarky, who have you brought with you, by the way?
That's unbelievable. A guy I found in a field when I was tramping last night. My fellow trampy friend, Mike Wozniak! Yay!
Now, Mike, you don't strike me as a camping kind of person. Are you a camping kind of person?
No.
Well, I was correct then, yeah.
I did a bit as a nipper, but then there was a point where my mother forbade my sister and I from camping outside in the garden because there was a horse molester on the loose.
Hold tight. Horse molester on the loose?
There was a horse molester on the loose.
And did she think you had sort of slightly horsey features and thought, well, you can't be too careful?
I didn't know what the logic was behind it. You know, we were sort of never played together in a pantomime horse. There was no kind of obvious logical reason.
Is a horse molester like, is that the sequel to The Horse Whisperer?
Is that the porno version of it? Yeah. Now, why, so how did she know that?
That was the kind of hot topic in the news, in the local news.
How do you molest a horse?
I don't.
Can you teach me?
I've always wondered.
I'm not here to give instructions on how to molest a horse.
Well, at what really? Point does it feel like it's been violated? Because if you're riding like a human, that's offensive, isn't it? But yeah. You can happily ride a horse without it being offended.
Yeah, but not up the arsehole. Hey, isn't it if you ask it if it fancies a shag and it says nay?
Anyway.
We're done.
Horses like camping anyway, don't they? Because at the Grand National, about three of them always end up in tents.
Well, that's the introduction over with. Let's lay down the ground sheet of entertainment that is round one.
Yeah.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I tried to pitch my tent next to a tree. The tree's roots make the ground really tough. I can't put it up on. Well, good golly, Miss Somali, I'm such a dump. I put my tent up the bottom of the slope. The rain came down and it just wouldn't stop. Oh, my tent's full up. Oh, yeah, my tent's full up. I should have just booked a Holiday Inn.
Of course it's a bit late.
And I don't know where to begin. I knew if I camped, it'd be cheap. But I forgot that I'm scared of sheep. King Gang Gooly, I'm not a bright spark. I tried to pitch my tent in the car park. But hammering the pegs, well, I didn't get far. Fuck this, I'll sleep in the car.
As always, the jingles are provided by Tom and Ben. And this is the first time I've ever said this. Tom, you can sing.
I know. I just keep my light under a bushel. A cake bushel.
So, continuing that musical theme, the first round is... Come on, we have peaked too early here, haven't we? The first round is called Wigwam.
Wigwam? You're not going to go with my idea. We call it Three Birth of a Nation, where the three of us get into a tent and make a racist propaganda movie. No.
What about my game, Camp Ping Pong, where you have to guess who farted in the tent?
What about
I farted in the tent.
End of game. What about orienteering, where we make a Chinese man cry?
So
that's the opening line to Three Birth of a Nation.
Yeah, I think it is.
Kumbaya?
What's Kumbaya?
No, I haven't finished. Kumbaya tent, and I'll show you my tent peg.
No, we're not. No, again, not.
Okay, we get Mark Wahlberg in a massive tent. The Marky Mark Marquee.
Not bad.
It's not great, though, is it?
Camping Gooding Jr.
Okay, we're going to play... We're going to play Wigwam. In this round, I'm going to give each panellist the name of a bald celebrity. Now, they must pretend to be that celebrity and sing about themselves to the tune of one of Wham's greatest hits. I'll give you a second to take that in. Their team has to guess who they are. Points are awarded for right answers and, of course, for excellent singing. So, Tom and Joe, you're going to go first, as I loved your singing so much, Tom, earlier on. Here are your bald celebrities.
Is he singing to
and
me?
And Tom is going to start by singing to you, Joe. He's going to sing as if he's a bald celebrity, all about himself, and let's see if you can guess it. Give him a bit of time so we can really enjoy Tom's dulcet tones.
Oh, it's a good song, isn't it?
You're not clicking along, it's the time. Oh, you got it. Okay.
Well, I got up on the wrong side of the bed. I've got no hair on the top of my head. I'm a grouchy cop and I'm going to have a bad day because everybody's blowing up the buildings and I'm in the building too. I go down a lift and I say, yippee-yay, motherfucker, I'm a big guy. I've gone bold and I'm going to die hard another day. What's my name? What's my name, Joe? Oh, I was also in Pulp Fiction. Wake me up before you go, go. Oh, and I've also been in an advert.
I've known.
Okay, that was Tom's rendition of Wake Me Up Before You Go, Go. But Joe, can you tell us which bald celebrity he was trying to be?
Is it William Hague?
Oh. So close. No. I'll give you a second chance.
Bruce Willis.
Yay! Yay! Okay, Joe, with the same song, would you please give us your rendition of Wake Me Up Before You Go Go as a bald celebrity?
Jitterbug. 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 Jitterbugs.
Jitterbug. You're the inventor of the jitterbug.
I'm in Pappies.
Guys, whoa, I'm not bald or a celebrity. What is this? Hey, there's grass on this wicket.
That's not what that expression means, Tom. Well,
it's William Hague.
So any guesses, Tom Parry? That was both the answer and the question.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
It was, wasn't it? Well, I'm both flattered and insulted.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do.
It's a 2-for-1. Okay, well, that's a point each for Joe and Tom. Now it's Ben and Mike's turn, and here are your celebrity baldies. I'll ask Ben to go first, Mike to go second, and, of course, it's Clarkie's theme tune, I'm Your Man.
God, they wrote good songs. They wrote good songs. Call me bald, call me fat, call me a former prime minister of this country. I am got a big scar, and I went to war, and Philip Churchill.
Right, stop the music. Stop the music.
I think what I had a rhyming clue.
What, mate?
You cannot sing the name of the celebrity. I mean,
I wasn't in the rules.
We didn't put it in the rules because we didn't realise we were playing with fuckwits, Clarky.
He did it at a pitch where I couldn't hear it. I couldn't really hear it. It was all went back in my brain.
Well, Mike, do you have any
other things to say about him?
Any idea?
Thatcher was bald, wasn't she? But no one.
I never saw the film.
That's why she didn't lie in state, because the wig they couldn't keep the wig off on the corpse.
Really?
Yeah. She's bald as a fucking coot, mate. And she had very sharp teeth. She had to wear sort of special caps.
Nosferatu.
She was Nosferatu.
I mean, that makes perfect sense, actually, doesn't it? Yeah. So, who is it? Who's the celebrity? It wasn't Thatcher. You were close, though.
It was... the only Prime Minister I can think of that rhymes with Winston Churchill is Winston Churchill.
Yes. I think we'll give them a... I think we'll give them a half point for the lovely singing.
It's a good rhyme.
We'll give him a half point for the lovely singing. Mike, I'm Your Man. Might off you me. Go. Ooh. Yeah. Woo!
Yeah. When does it start?
Oh, yeah, I had a great fall when I was sitting on top of the wall. And all the king and all his men, oh, when they tried to put me back together again. Oh, baby.
Fantastic. Clarky, who do you think Mike was impersonating there?
Is that Humpty Dumpty?
It is Humpty Dumpty!
That's not fair, because that's the lead character from Ben's favourite book. Not fair.
So the winners are Joe and Tom in that round, but the show is far from over. Mike and Ben still have the victory in their campsites. As we begin round two, it's Flat Games!
Games! Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there.
Do as you're told.
Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games!
Cause if you win, you get gold.
Gold.
Yes, it's Flat Games, where we take a classic game that everybody loves and change everything that people loved about it in the first place. And because we're camping, in this episode we're playing the very outdoorsy Ultimate Fizzbee. This is the ultimate spelling bee, but with added fizz. In it, I'm going to give the panel some words which we must correctly spell by going round the players one letter at a time. If anyone gets a letter wrong, not only do the opposing team get a point, but they also get fizzy water sprayed into their face by our glamorous assistant, Pegs, everybody. Pegs is here. So, Clarkie, you're going to start off. Yep. We'll start with you.
Okay.
The word you have to spell, one letter at a time.
This is like a nightmare.
You only have to get the first letter. Yes. You're going to be fine. It's the first letter.
This is still a fucking nightmare, mate.
All right. It's rhododendron is the word you're going to spell. So we're starting with Clarkie. First letter.
R.
Mike.
Silent Q.
We will pass it on. It's not Silent Q, Joe.
I think it's a H. Oh.
It's exciting. The tension mounts.
My God.
Was that your letter or just an exclamation about how much you're enjoying this tense game?
It was both.
It is O, correct. Okay, over.
D.
Mike.
It's definitely one of the E ones, isn't it? It's definitely one of the, you know, it's a gamble, isn't it? Either an E or a Y or a...
It's definitely a letter, Mike. Yeah, it's definitely a letter.
Or any
you can't
others.
Just really quickly do all 26 of them and hope.
This sort of setup happens in gay saunas.
With fizzy water.
Spell frottage, otherwise you're getting it in the face.
I'll come for E.
It's an O.
Oh!
Is it rhododendron?
Oh, bloody hell.
It's rhododendron, yeah. Actually, we're going to move on to the next word, I think. We're going to start with Joe.
Hi.
The word is eight.
Oh, no. You can't clarify whether it's the act of eating or the number eight.
I can use it in a sentence if that's helpful.
Oh, no, you're going to be a prick, though, aren't
you? Yeah. Joe Lycett asked me to use the word eight in a sentence. I told him to go fuck himself.
Starts with an Arabic letter, I don't know.
A.
I'm afraid it's an E. Oh, it's an E.
Don't like it back to you, Pegs.
Fighting water with water there. Let's move over to Clarkie. The next word is anti-disestablishmentarianism.
A.
A bloody N.
A pigging T.
Fuck you, I.
Fuck you, I. It's a lovely show. What are you talking about?
Cunt D.
My favourite hip hop. I've
Vanilla I.
A lovely S.
H.
I was about to sing I vow to thee my cunty and I got so distracted I lost track of the letters.
I wish you had, mate. Okay, we're gonna start with you, Tom, again, and it's the final word.
Born to do it.
And it's a tricky, I'm not entirely sure I'll pronounce this right, but I believe it's got cunt in it. McCuntleth. it's the place we're in right now.
I'm pretty sure it starts with two L's.
A double squirt for that, I believe, Pegs. Okay, Clarkie, first letter.
M.
Mike.
A, presumably with some sort of accent.
E.
Yeah, you know, it's right by Cape Town, yeah. C.
H. Oh.
This is where it gets tricky. We can all do the Mac.
L.
No!
No! Mike.
Just L's all the way home, baby.
No, it's not L again. It's an L. Joe.
Why?
Because it's your turn. Hey. Come on, motherfuckers.
What's the next letter?
N. C? No.
You're the bloody C, mate. Mike.
I'm an L town. I'm having a party.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm also in L. I'm also at the party.
So lost.
What is this word? What is this place?
It's the place we're in. You've been here for a day and a half. E. Correct. Clarkie.
Oh.
It's not R, I'm afraid. Squirtus. Okay, go on. I'll give you another chance. We've just had a T. D.
Sort of audible H.
Yes, we've done it!
We are the first Englishman to ever spell the word McCutcheon. Yeah.
And it took five of us to do
it. Spell the word arduous.
Yeah. Well, I think that round did exactly what it set out to do, improve the nation's literacy whilst keeping our panel hydrated. And they'll need it for the next round because it's the...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Beef all and end all of flat-based problem solving, it's Beef Brothers!
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, and every week we ask our panel to behave like they actually give a damn and solve an audience member's flat share beef. This week's beef comes from Teresa Coyne. Are you there, Teresa?
Hello.
Hello.
Let's.
Yeah, that sounds very creepy.
Very flirty from Clarky already.
Hello.
So, Teresa's problem, and we'll talk to Teresa in just a second, but Teresa, I'm going to read out your problem here. You've written, my dad leaves dead fish around. E.g., coffee table, kitchen sink, by the front door. Now, you've written on the floor, but then you've crossed it out. I mean, he's not a monster, is he? He's not a monster. So, Ben and Mike, you are the prosecution. You are on the side of Teresa, which is great, because Clarky's already flirting with her. Tom and Joe, your job is to act as the defence. So, you are on her dead fish collecting dad's side. But before
I
it all gets...
I was born to be there.
Is your dad in trouble with the mafia? Isn't that what they do?
It's a very confused... It's not sleeps with the fishes. It's not a dead horse in your bed. It's like a confusion of the two, isn't it? Yeah. But before it goes a little bit legal eye cherry, there's just time.
Oh, it's a deep cut.
It's a deep cut, mate, but I enjoyed it.
Talk about dead fish.
There's just time. Time for a quick cross-examination. So has anyone got any questions they'd like to ask lovely Teresa Coyne about her...
What's your telephone number?
What's your dad's telephone number?
Worst double date ever.
What's your dead fish's number?
You don't have to answer any of those questions, Teresa. It's contempt of court. Do you have any questions, Tom? It looks like you've got a question.
Is your dad a fishmonger?
No. He just does a lot of fishing. He does competitions.
He's a fisherman.
A fisherman, yeah.
Okay. Maybe
we could have put that in the beef.
You maybe want to use...
You're a reasonable cow. It's his job. He's a fisherman.
Whoa. That's my lady you're talking about.
Back up the truck.
Which is what you'll be saying to her later on as well. Now,
what sort of fish, like, does he get deep water fish or...?
It's a mix. He does sea fishing and he does lake fishing. So it's trout, mackerel, salmon, all that kind of...
So lots, all of the fish.
That's not as I know about
beautiful
fish.
Okay.
And do you got like a refrigerated house?
What's the...
No. No.
Thank you.
Does he wrap them?
Sometimes well, he put them in a bit of newspaper.
I got trout. I got rainbow trout. Saltwater fish, motherfucker.
I knew if I set that up, you'd do a terrible rap, and that's the only reason I did it. So let's break that down again. You've got trout. You've got rainbow trout. So many fish, motherfucker. Okay. Someone listened to a lot of hip hop right there.
Better than the rock band Stickleback.
Oh my gosh!
They all want to be rock stars, rock being a type of fish. Okay, let's move on. Now, any further questions? If not, then we're going to start away. Clark, any more questions that aren't what you're doing later on?
In that case, ooh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to come over to my place?
Oh.
Come on!
Just for the halibut. So
we can deep throat each
other. That's not a thing.
Each other as well.
Each
other. I was going to say throat. Deep throat.
Would you like to come back to my house and I will literally fuck your mouth? How's that? How's that sound? Is that a pun? Sort of like a pun.
Deep throat.
I would deep trout you. Okay, so that's quite enough information for our teams and quite enough information for the rest of our lives, I believe, to make their cases. So I call upon Mike. Now, you're going to begin the case for the prosecution. Remember, you're on Teresa's side. So I open the prosecution. Mike, you have exactly 1 minute starting from the time I get my stopwatch ready on my phone, which is now.
Okay, so this man is obviously a despicable sadist. Not so much because of what he does to the fish, that's his living. But what is his agenda? What is he trying to achieve here? And is he actually really trying to incriminate a cat? Okay? A perfectly innocent cat who has done nothing wrong at all. A cat that may not even exist. And yet there he is, incriminating this cat, trying to get that cat prosecuted, shaved, caged, and destroyed. Whatever it is you do when you sort of bang a cat to rights. Women and others of the jury slam this mother up.
Fair enough, that's good. I can't fault that logic.
Now, slam this mother up is actually Cuntley's first thing.
So, the opening defence from Mr. Joe Lysett. Now, remember, you are on her father's side. Slam this mother up, your rebuttal begins now.
I believe it was the summer of 2004 when I first met Teresa's father. In the shallow waters of Aberystwyth's beach, he emerged from the ocean, glistening like a fish, and approached me with a confidence I have never experienced since or before. I grew to love Teresa's father and his incredible fishing ability. The trout, the salmon, the other fish.
You have 5 seconds.
He spoke to me about Teresa's drug addiction.
Oh, God! Oh, with a second to spare! Oh, dear.
That's a low move.
That was an incredible long con there, wasn't it? He really sucked us in.
Ugly.
I think that's going to be hard to beat, which is why it's a shame I have to say, Clarky, what have you got, mate? You've got a minute to go. Second prosecution. You are on Teresa's side, as it, you hope to be later on.
Her best side.
Inside. That is contempt of court. Can we just go to Teresa very quickly? Teresa, I can only apologise. I was going to ask, I should really have asked, how do you think it's going so far? But I think I picked the wrong moment to do that. Teresa, how do you think it's going so far?
It's pretty good. There might be another court case out of it. But
yes. It's the first time so people have ended up in actual courts. So let's see if Clarkie can... I was going to say wriggle his way out of this one, but that's not what I mean. I mean if Clarkie can conclude the case for the prosecution. Benedict Clark, your time begins now.
Well, first of all, I should say that I've actually made some notes. I wrote the word fish down. That is as far as I get.
The oldest legal trick in the book.
That wasn't in the bloody spelling round, was it? No. Been all over it.
No, I did spell it wrong.
He's
as well.
Right, yeah.
But Teresa, if I may call you that.
That is my name, so
yeah. Flirting back. This must be awfully upsetting for you. All over the house, you say. Whereabouts? Whereabouts is this house?
It's in Ireland, so...
It's in Ireland?
It is in Ireland.
Have boat, will travel.
You've got a boat.
Well, that's a great legal revelation. I wouldn't put it past you, actually. The way you spend your money, you'd be like, listen, can I borrow a bit of money for rent this month? I bought a boat. Right, so, Clarky, we've heard almost nothing from you. So, Tom, you've got everything to play for. Now, Tom, can I ask, are you going to be doing this as yourself?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the guise of a John Grisham defence lawyer from the Deep South, Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and indeed providing. The time begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the Fanshawe Standen here, presiding... I'm standing here today, I'm looking around the courtroom. I'm thinking to myself, it's quite apt that we be here now in a chapel. Praise Lord. I recognize some of you. Hell, I know you from the bakery. I smell them loaves cooking. Hey, you taught my Jack there to ride the bicycle, and I won't forget it. That football team's in the final this year, coach. What I see before me here, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I don't see no jury. I see a God-fearing people. People who know there about that thing they call the afterlife. I don't read no thing in that there book about no afterlife for the fishes. No. No. St. Peter don't say to know there rainbow trout, in you come. You knows it, and you run the library. I'll get that book back to you. Ain't no place for no fishes in dem dare afterlife. No. What does the scripture say? We go to it. Leviticus. You put them on the coffee table. You put them on the kitchen sink. And by God, you put them by the front door. But you shall not, in the name of the Lord, put them on the floor. No further questions, Your Honor.
Well, spin on that, you prick.
Yeah. Well, after the show. So as we know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. So let's make this democratic and throw it open to the McClunketh Comedy Festival audience. So if you think Ben and Mike, and therefore Teresa, is in the right, would you applaud now?
Thanks, all three of you.
But if you think Fanshawe and Joe's arguments make a lot of sense, applaud now.
No further questions, Your Honour.
Hang her.
Well,
hang the drug addled bitch.
Let's try and be kind here. Teresa, how do you think that went? I mean, basically, you were found guilty of being fancied by Clarky. And your dad can leave the fish wherever he likes. How do you feel about it?
Okay. No. That's fair enough if that's the decision.
Oh! That's why I love that girl. Yeah.
Her low expectations.
So, producer Ben, where are we on the scores at this pivotal point in the game?
Well, Mike and Ben have got 5.5. Tom and Joe have got 9.
Oh, the next round is the quickfire round. And as this is the camping special, I have no idea what jingle jangle horror lies ahead. So let's sit back, open our emergency thermos of tea, crack open our Kendall mint cake, camp out and find out.
This... I mean, it's just such a nice introduction, isn't it? Feels a shame to rush into the song. Okay. I'm gonna start now. Here we go. Oh. Okay. I'll come in next time. Here we go now. Well, soon as
as you... Okay, sorry. Next time round, let's get this intro going. When... No, it's not when. Sorry. Okay. Here we go. This is the quick fire round. So we better do the jingle pretty quickly. I'm gonna be honest, we weren't planning to have such a long introduction. But, well, it's a pretty sexy piece of music.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ben. Anyway, being as we are in the country of Wales, it'd probably be quite rude to do a quick fire jingle without acknowledging a legend. A legend of the valleys. It's not unusual to do a quick fire round. But when I press my button, my chair, it spins around. So let's do something that we do quite a lot. Let's do the quick fire round. It's happening right now. No matter what you say, let's start the quick fire round.
A real treat for all our Welsh listeners. Now, of course, in this quickfire round, all your questions will be tent and camping based.
Quickfire. It's the round. The round that happens really quick. Hurry up, you dick fire. That's the fire that happens on your dick. It's the worst kind of fire. Ow, ow, ow.
Is that a song about having a fire on your dick? Yeah. Oh, you are...
Turns out...
How old are you?
Jeez. I think I'm about 100 after all that.
In this quickfire round, all questions will be tent and camping based. Ben and Mike, let's hear your buzzers. Tom and Joe, let's hear yours. Excellent. Let's go. Why did the president hurt himself in a tent? Because Mike Wozniak.
Because it was a balmy evening. He got a barracking.
That's better than mine. I'll give you a point for that. It was because he was on the campaign trail. Campaign trail. Okay, which of the one, these are the one out? Chum, Sibley, Blue Perfect, or Pandle? Tom.
Pandle?
Why?
It's the only one I heard.
Okay. No, in fact, it's Blue Perfect, which is a type of tent. All the rest are types of tent. What sort of bag is comatose for 8 hours a night? Harry.
A sleeping bag.
Correct. What sort of tent do you usually have to share with a bunch of clowns? Clarky.
A big tent. If there's a lot of them, it's going to have to be...
Where would you find
big
clowns, Clarky?
In a big top?
The circus tent is actually what I was going for, but I'll give you half a point for just really trying.
Thanks, bud.
What tent is best for a sadomasochistic camping holiday?
Any tent.
I've got to give you a point for that. It's actually the Marquis de Sade. What is the best device to clean a small, often improvised tent? I gave you a clue earlier on. Yes.
Bivouac it with a Hoover.
Oh, I was looking for bivouac vacuum cleaner, but I'll give you that.
That was close.
In the Book of Judges, in what camping-related way was Sisera, commander of the Canaanite army, murdered? Joe Lycett.
Just a stabbing.
With what?
With a mallet.
And a...
guide rope.
Like a tent pole.
He had a tent peg shoved through his head. I'm going to give three people a point there because they all kind of got it. Name a hymn about camping.
I go to camping thee, my lord.
definitely worth a point. I was actually, do you have one there, Mike?
I was just going to say sort of yurt and then carry on after that.
Well, let's see how that works out.
Yurt me now, my great redeemer.
Oh, I was actually looking for guy ropes, oh, thy great redeemer. Oh. So very close, we'll give you a point for that. What is the traditional response to the call, Heidi High, in the sitcom of the same name?
Hody ho!
Yes, or indeed, what's on the other channel? True or false? That's right, Heidi High, we're taking you down 25 years too late.
No time!
And finally, we'll end on this one. Who can do the best impersonation? We'll give this to everybody. Who can do the best impersonation of Kenneth Williams' character, Dr. Soper, in Carry On Camping?
Oh!
That was Clarkey.
Oh, zip me up and zip me down.
that was Wozniak. That's the one to beat so far. Lysett.
Oh.
Very close.
Oh, I've got a pop-up.
No, hang on. I said Kenneth Williams' character, Dr. Soper, not Josh Widdicombe, I believe.
Who are these people?
Anyway.
Wait, pop-up tents.
Who are these people staying in tents?
Why would anyone want to camp?
Why not go indoors?
I don't understand. Who are these people staying in these tents?
Oh. His DVD is being recorded in September. So, we're doing a podcast. So, we do have a winner. Before we find out who has pissed on the bonfire of their own success, it's time for plugs. Now, Pat, we have a new TV show on BBC Three this summer. It's called Bad Alts, and we're super proud of it. If you enjoy Flatland, we hope you'll enjoy our sitcom too. If you'd like to see Pappy's live, the details of all our gigs, and more exciting stuff, stuff about the sitcom as well, can be found at pappyscomedy.com. You can also find
on the
us
internet.
On the internet, yes, that's just to clarify.
Good call, man.
You can also find us at Pappy's Tweet and on Facebook or Tumblr, also both on the internet well, yeah. We also have another podcast called Bangers and Mash, which you can find through iTunes or through our website, which is on the internet. Joe and Mike, anything to plug?
I would like to promote Josh Widdicombe's tour. I'm going to Edinburgh, Cam.
Oh, cool. What's your show called?
If Joe likes it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Oh! Yes. Very strong. So that'll be in Edinburgh in August. Mike, anything to plug?
No, but if you sort of find me asleep in my car somewhere, just, you know, wake me up. I might be dangerously dehydrated.
If you have any beefs you want our help with, you can email us at flatshareslamdown@gmail.com. Now, at this point, we used to have a jingle advertising our very own hashtag Flatslam, but we now realise how lame that was. Thank God we don't have to mention it anymore. Hashtag Flatslam.
Hashtag Benders is the new one.
It's hashtag Benders.
Hashtag Benders.
I'm not comfortable with hashtag Benders because if you search it, it doesn't matter. Anyway, producer Ben, give us the final scores.
Okay, the final scores are Ben and Mike have got 11. Tom and Joe have got 15.
Oh! So the winners are Joe Lysett and Tom Parry, who get a £5 Millets voucher. The losers, you'll be working the poll, the tent poll, that is. Thanks to both our guests. We have been Pappy. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappy, Flatshare Slamdown, featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark, and Tom Parry with special guests Joe Lysett and Mike Wozniak, who were both fantastic. It was devised by Pappy's with producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everybody who came down to see the recording, to Orange Market, British Comedy Guide, to MacFest, Festival, having us at Zoe Felt and Olivia Phillips for their help, with your Fips and for their help. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown is a fun project for the internet. And of course, let's not forget pigs. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
So, there it was. And what a strong episode it was. I'm saying that to myself.
Beautiful episode.
I'm saying that to myself. Listening to this at some point down the line, I've not heard it since we recorded
no,
it.
No. And also somewhere down the line, I won't have listened to it.
No, so. you didn't listen to it when it came out first time. You're not going to listen to the reissue. You've got no time for it. The only bit you're going to listen to is Lysett's intro over and over again. What was the boy thinking?
The best bit.
Here's the thing: we could have just not put it out. That's the other bit. So we're to share the blame, if anything.
He handed us the hot potato.
He certainly
did. And we
just
popped it back in the microwave for another 10 minutes.
So let's talk about a few things. Thank you, by the way, to everybody. I'll see if Clarky remembers what this is about. Thanks to everybody who sent a message to pappysflatshare@gmail.com just saying I was there. We had loads of them. We had absolutely hundreds of messages saying I was there. Clarky, any memory of what that is?
Oh, God.
I'll give you a clue. It's from last week. It's not from 2013.
Did we ask people to send us messages saying I was there?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you worked that bit out, but I think a paper bag with a face drawn on it could have worked that bit out, Clarky. Why did we?
It's basically what I am.
But a very smiley face. But why did we do it? It was to get people, for people who made it all the way to what was an absolutely shocking Patreon neighborhood watch roll call.
I do remember that, actually. Yeah, jeepers creepers.
Thanks to everybody.
Oh, well done.
Well done, guys. Well done.
Well done. Jeepers creepers.
Good another on, message yeah. has come in, and this is a really important one, actually, because it's for a charity appeal. It's from David, and it is about the charity appeal that we took part in last year round. It's the Children's Hospital pajamas appeal. Do you remember this, Clarky?
Oh, yes, I do remember this.
Yeah, so this is a wonderful charity. You were there, yeah. A wonderful charity that basically kids who are in hospital often complain about the fact that hospital pajamas are uncomfortable. You know, the sort of the issue pajamas they're given. So this is a charity that seeks to make sure that every child in hospital receives a new pair of pajamas on Christmas Day. I mean, what a wonderful charity. What a noble cause, because, you know, being a kid in hospital must be tough, and being a kid in hospital on Christmas Day must be tougher still. So the idea of knowing that you've got a fresh pair of pajamas that was donated by somebody who is just thinking about you, you know, a stranger who's thinking about you, I think is a really, really wonderful thing. There, we'll put a link in the show notes. We will, when the episode comes out, we'll tweet about this charity as well. But all of the details you need right now, folks, are on childrenshospitalpyjamas.co.uk. There's a Facebook, there's an Instagram, there's a Twitter, and the hashtag is spreading love through comfort. But the place to go for all the information, if you would like to take part in this, it's running up until the 31st of October. It's childrenshospitalpyjamas.co.uk. A very worthwhile charity we'd like you to take get involved in. Right. Yeah, why not? And if you've got any spare money left over after buying the pajamas for the kids, send it our way. Because Clarky needs pajamas as well. And the way to do that...
The second most noble cause. Us.
is our Patreon. The way to get Clarky a fresh pair of pajamas is to sign up for the Patreon. We've had loads of people signing up recently, and it's always heartening when you do that. But you get a load of great stuff. We're about to record the 15th ever episode of Love, Sex, Shagdown.
Oh my god. It's our erotically charged. It's absolute filth.
It is a real grumble.
You've got to hear it, you guys. You've got to hear it.
Yeah, if you find the normal Flatshare Slam Down sexy, which of course you do, then imagine. Imagine what we could do when we turn our knobs in the right direction.
Oh, boy.
And cross the streams. Imagine what we can do. So get on board. Pappy's Flatshare. If you search Pappy's Flatshare on Patreon, or just go to patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare, you will find all the details there. £4 and above gets you immediately over 200 bonus episodes that you can listen to that day. I mean, if you've got more hours in the day than most people, but yeah, it's all there. So get yourself to the Patreon. Any other bits of business you want to tell people about, Clarky?
Oh, you know, just be nice.
Be nice. Be kind to each other. Send some eggs. Send some kids some pajamas. Be good eggs, and then send us £4 a month. It's a hard transition to go between the two.
It's very tricky.
Yeah. But also as well, don't forget to send your beefs to beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. Any beefs that you've got with your neighbours, with your flatmates, with your landlord, with your partner, with your kids, even with your pets, send them in and we will try and solve them as best we can on Beef Brothers Cold Cuts. But for the time being, take care of yourselves. Be kind, as Clarkie said. This episode is produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
The Neighbourhood Watch Patreon roll call. I feel awful.
Oh, God. Oh, Christ.
Here we go. Oh. I've got so many ailments.
Oh, yeah.
I've got knock knees.
Yeah.
I've got... Parson's toenail.
Oh, God.
And yeah. And I've just found that I fart with a lisp.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. I found this all out from my doctor, Simon Crisp. Oh, God. Oh. I've got a mouse. I've got a mouth snake. Oh, the age-old mouth snake.
Oh, mouth snake.
You open your gob,
it pops
out and says hello.
Oh, is embarrassing in polite company. Oh, it pops out. And oh no, it's done it again. I better see my physician, Alty Tienian.
Oh, Alty.
Alty.
My physician's innie. Oh. It used to be an outie, but I had an operation on it. You know, I've got some pimples. I've got some boils. I've got some blackheads. And you know what? I've got a red wart, a yellow wart, and a blue wart. Oh, I've got to go and have them lanced by my chief lancer, Tom Stewart.
Oh. I went to the doctor.
Yeah.
I felt fucking terrible.
I bet you did.
I sat in the waiting room. Oh, boy.
You sat through that waiting room?
I sat through it. Felt terrible. Got into his office. Said, how are you feeling? I said, I'm feeling fine. Oh, why did I do that?
Oh, no.
I've got to go again next week to see Lucky Lion.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh,
Lucky Lion.
I've had some terrible times recently.
Oh, mate, tell me all about it.
Yeah. I was on the bus.
Yeah.
I was on the bus and both my knees dropped off.
Oh no.
Rolled out my trouser legs. And then when the bus stopped, the doors opened and they rolled out. No. I've got nowhere. I've got two completely straight legs.
Oh mate.
Oh my God. And I went to the doctor and I said, Look at these two completely straight legs. And he said, let me check you over. Oh, he said, you're not going to believe this, but you're clinically dead. I couldn't believe my eyes. I thought I went in with it for some knee surgery. And he said, no, I'm afraid you've been dead for several years. He said, you're clinically dead. I can refer you, however, to somebody who deals with... this sort of complaint, a mortician, Alia Mohammed.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, I tried to go for an operation to get my high ass fixed.
Oh no, that's your trump card.
Oh, tell me about it. Trump's all over and everything. They corrected it too far the other way.
Oh no, yeah. Oh god no.
And it drags along the floor.
Oh. You've got ankle ass of the highest order.
The lowest order.
The lowest order. Was not what you ordered.
Drag it along the floor. I suppose at least I do give my floor a polish. I'm going to go and see my surgeon again, Connor Wallace.
Oh, let me tell you now, I've had one of the worst days in living, well, in dead memory. I forgot I was dead. Earlier on, I was in the doctor's, obviously, you know, and they're every, I get a call up first thing and say, any appointments, I'll have them all. I book myself out for the entire day because I've got a lot of complaints. And I said to the doctor, listen, I'm not sure about these legs. And he said, no, unfortunately, you've been born with arms where your legs should be, legs where your arms should be, a head where your arse should be, and a dick and balls and an arse where your head should be.
Oh, mate.
So it turns out I'm actually completely upside down. And I said, can I still do the half marathon I'm booked in for? And he said, I'm afraid you'll never run unless you see the physiotherapist, Finnur Karlsson.
Oh, but I haven't got the money for that. Why don't you just do a half cartwheel, then you'll be the right way round again and you'll be fine. I think you might just be doing a handstand, mate.
I think I am. I'm doing a handstand on my legs. I'm in agony.
Oh, mate. You won't believe it. I've been laying eggs again.
What?
I've been laying eggs again.
No. Oh, no.
Such a shame. And now I've got 2 dozen eggs. I've got to sit on all day and nurture.
Oh, dear.
Don't worry. I've got my mate to come round and help me. It's good old Jack Bircher.
Oh, good old Jack, yeah. Oh, the other day I fell off my ladder onto my toolbox. Straight up my arse goes the spanner. Oh, yeah. Had to get someone with a pair of pliers to yank it out, and that someone, unfortunately, was Anna.
Oh, poor old Anna. She deserves more than that.
I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Oh, well.
Oh,
well.
Oh, well.
Went to the doctor. He said, I'm going to need a stool sample off you.
The worst.
It's terrible, but he gave me like a 5-litre tub.
Your reputation precedes you.
I've been going at it all week. He gave me 3 of them. I said to him, I'm never going to fill them.
You're never going to fill them?
I'm never going to fill them, all of these. I'll never fill them. He said, don't you worry. We had a guy in last week. He did it in half a day. Who was it?
Oh,
Damien Williams.
Damien Williams. He's the old tub filler himself. That's what the Chumbawamba song's about. They slightly rewrote the lyrics.
He gets down. He fills a tub. He gets back up again.
He gets back up again.
You won't keep him down, but he's going to keep going down.
Oh, the other day.
Oh yeah.
I went to the doctor and I said, "Doctor, I don't know. My stomach is in absolute knots." And he said, "It is. Yeah, I'm going to have to untie it."
using a working a knitting needle into the knot in your stomach and just trying to ease it open.
Ooh.
And he did that for about 45 minutes. Now I feel much better. And that doctor was called Kenneth Couston. Or Couston. I didn't ask. I've only ever seen it written down.
What a bizarre ride to not have arrived.
I'm not going to lie. I think the low energy character has actually zapped my actual energy. And now I just feel knackered. It's only 11 a.m. Right, that concludes the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call. Bye bye everyone. Stay safe, look after each other, and don't forget to wear a mask.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.